Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio did present her fiscal year 2009 budget before the city council today. The mayor said she went about preparing the budget by focusing on five guiding principles, along with protecting key services for constituents and looking at better ways in doing business. She said is also to strategically shrink the size of government.
Over the past 2 years, our city government has decreased by 7.6%. We have reduced, over the past two fiscal years, 382 positions.
Next month, all local governments throughout Florida will be conducting final public hearings on their fiscal year budgets. With decreased revenues coming in because of Amendment 1 and the struggling economy, those budget cuts could be brutal. But Mayor Iorio says she doesn't expect such angst to be present at Tampa City Council hearings.
Council members, I do not think you'll have those kind of public hearings here in the city of Tampa. I do not believe that this chamber will be filled with citizens concerned with severe cutbacks to the services that they depend upon. And that's because we have been very careful about where we have made the cuts. We've put the public first. We know what we all know collectively, what services they depend upon. And we've not cut those services.
And the mayor said she took pride in not cutting back significantly in arts funding.
And we've not cut back one bit on our subsidy to our art and cultural organizations because they too are going through a tough time where they're getting cut back on the state level and private donations are dropping off and they need our full support.
Iorio said the city will continue to spend more money on basic infrastructure like street resurfacing and sidewalks. She says the city will hire new firefighters, regardless of whether they're able to get a grant to do so. And Iorio said the city will spend $2 million purchasing the lobby of the Tampa Theater.
The Tampa Theater is, of course, one of Tampa's jewels, but its ownership has been a bit convoluted. We own the auditorium. We don't own the lobby. We pay lease payments to the Tampa Theater. The ownership structure is a little bit unusual. And so the Tampa Theater Foundation has tried to solidify its future by having the city acquire some additional ownership of the Tampa Theater.
Iorio said the city will spend money on water projects and on stormwater drainage, a longtime persistent problem in many Tampa neighborhoods. Several council members, such as Mary Mulhern, complimented the mayor on her budget.
I wanted to thank you for that, too, and also for the nuts and bolts and for, you know, facing the issues of stormwater and our water issues, and they're not glamorous, but you've taken that on, and everyone in the city is going to be really thankful for that.